Okay, today is Daf Yud Ches. We're on Daf Yud Ches. We're on the second line from the top. The Gemara says, "Ugzar din di yachid tanoi." The truth is, whether or not this is a gzar din on a yachid, whether or not the yachid can ever change that gzar din, it's a machlokas tanoim. The Tanya, how your Rav Meir said, "Shnayim she'olu lamita, two people get sick, they go to bed. V'choleim shave, the illness is exactly the same." Same illness. Two people get the same illness. V'chein, shnayim sh'olu l'gardom, tut lidon. Two people get arrested or something, and they have a judgment by the king. V'dinim shava, and they have the same judgment. And the Achronim point out, there are two things over here. One is called a sickness, which that's from Hashem. People get sick. No one knows why. No one can prevent it. It just happens. And then there's things that are b'day adam. You involve yourself in certain activities, you're going to get yourself arrested. Right? Both. Two different events. God did it, and you did it yourself. Zeh yarad, v'zeh lo yarad. This one goes down, stays down, that one doesn't stay down. Zeh nitzol, v'zeh don nitzol. Somebody gets the governor to let the guy off, this one the governor doesn't let the guy off. Right? B'day ma zeh yarad, v'zeh lo yarad. How come that one didn't get better, that one got better? The Zed Nitzel, the Zelo Nitzel, and that one got saved, and that one didn't get saved. Why? Says the Gemara, a difficult answer. Zed Spalel, Venena. This one davened and answered. Zed Spalel, Venena. That one davened, but he wasn't answered. Well, but Nema Zenena, Vizelo Nena. How come that one was answered, that one wasn't answered? Why? Listen to this answer. Zed Spalel, Tfila Shlema, Nena. He davened the Tfila Shlema, he was answered. What's tefillah shlema? What?
With his whole heart.
Says Rashi, one word. Niskaven. That one was kavana. Kavana. That's the whole thing. It's a difficult shot. Nene. Vizeh lowest baal tefillah shlema? Lo nene. This one didn't daven with his whole heart, with kavana? He wasn't answered. That's the first man to Amar. Rabbi Elazar Omer, no. Kan gzardin, kan korub gzardin, kan la'acha gzardin. It seems to be that Rabbi Elazar holds no. Once there's a gzardin, there's nothing to daven. You can't daven. Right? You're a yachid, you're not changing it. Rameir is here to say you could change it. Rabbi Elazar says, no, you can't change it. Before the gzardin, you can change it. Once there's a gzardin, you can't change it. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, not sure what this means, yafa tza'aka la'adam bein kodim gzardin, bein la'acha gzardin. It's a good thing to cry out before the gzardin and after the gzardin. What is he saying exactly?
Because it says you could tear the gzardin even after.
Even so he agrees even after.
Yes.
Okay. Now, the gzardin de mi mikra. What about a gzardin of the tzibur? That yes, you can rip up. Is that true? V'aksiv it says. V'akasav echad. One pasuk says kabzi mirel libecha. Going to wash you from the evils of your heart. Uksiv, and it says, Kiyim techabsi b'nether. I'm going to wash you with soap. V'tar bilach boreas, and I'm going to clean you with soap. Nechtam avoncha lefonai. It's a question. Now you're going to be clean in front of me. Meaning, no kapara. No kapara. So which one is it? My love, kan kodub gzardin, kan la'acha gzardin? Which implies that a tzibur also can't get better? Can't get rid of the decree? Lo, that's not what it means. Edi v'ed la'achar gzardin. No, they're both after the gzardin. V'lo kasha. Kan b'gzardin shiesh imo shvua. There's a new requirement over here. If there's a shvua to the gzardin, then you can't change it, even if you're a tzibur. Kan b'gzardin she'ein imo shvua. And the other one is a gzardin that did not have an accompanying shvua. Kidrav Shmuel bar Ami, like Rav Shmuel bar Ami said, Amr of Shmuel bar Ami, Vamrila Amr of Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amr of Yonathan, Minayel Gzardin, Shiesh Imo Shavua She'er Nikwa. How do you know if there's a Gzardin that has a Shavua, She'er Nikwa, that you can't get rid of that Shavua, you can't get rid of that Gzardin, you stuck with it, you can never get ripped up. Shinemar, it says, Lochain Nishpati Lebeis Eli, I swear to the house of Eli, Im Yischaper Avon, Beis Eli, Bezevach Ubimincha. If the house of Eli can ever get out of their decree with
Zevach and Mincha with Karbanos.
Didn't we learn yesterday that that Tibur is the only one that can talk about who's changed everything?
Yeah.
So what's
now he's a different opinion. It's a different opinion. Right? So what do you see from here? If there's a Shavua, I'm not sure why this is a Tibur, it's a family, but okay. If Hashem makes a Shavua, that's never going to change. Amar Rava, well, Bezevach u'b'mincha eino mischaper. Yeah, it's never going to change with Karbanos. Avo mischaper b'Torah. With Torah, it can change. Abaya says, Bezevach u'mincha eino mischaper. Right? It's not going to be mischaper with Zevach u'mincha. Avo mischaper b'Torah u'b'gemilas chasadim. With Torah and chesed, it'll yes change. Okay? So the Aruch HaNer asks, one second. We just said a second ago that if you make a Shavua, it can't change. The Gzera can't change. Abai and Rava both say, Hashem made a Shavua, Hashem made a Gzera, and it could change. How's it changing? Torah and Chesed. What kind of answer is that? Right? What's going on here? So that it can change. So Aruch HaNer gives an answer, which the answer is, that same thing we've said before about davening. That the gzeira was, or the gzeira is, that with Torah and Chesed, the gzeira can go away. It's built into the gzeira. What do you think of that answer? Yeah. I don't have a better answer. Rabba v'abaya, so our Gemara says, Rabba v'abaya midbeis eli k'asi. Rabba and Abaya both came from the house of Eli. So Rashi says on the last, on the third wide line, way up on top, Kach Shamati. So Abaya, look at the different mountains. Abaya and Rava. Abaya and Rava came from Eli. So Abaya's Gemara said Rava. So Rashi says Kach Shamati. Ubeshchidas Chulin Perakazareya Ashkan de Rava Lav Kohenu. Rava's not a Kohen, and Eli is yes a Kohen. So how could Rava be from the house of Eli? So Rashi says, Shema Oso Mibeis Eli, Imo Mibeis Eli Haisa. Rava's mother was in the house of Eli. Or, V'yesh Garson Rava V'abaya. It has to be Rava. Mufar Shilei, B'Rava Bar Nachmeni. It's the Rava throughout Shas, either one. Anyway, Rava Asak B'Torah, Chaya Arbo and Shnin. Rava learned a lot of Torah. He lived for 40 years. Abaya the Asak B'Torah, U'gmilz Chasadim, Chay Shitin Shnin. And Abaya, who had Torah and Chesed, he lived for 60 years. Okay? So Tosfos says, it's in the Tosfos of Rabbah, at the bottom, the end of it, it says, Im Tomar, Dahacha Mashma, the Rabbah lo havi lo zechus, shel gimilas chasadim. Rabbah didn't have any Chesed. He was a Torah man. He wasn't Chesed. But Va'amrinan b'perak chelek, Amar le'abaya l'Rabbah, Mar, Hai Torah, Hagimilas Chasadim. You are such a Baal Chesed Rabbi. You're also a man of Torah. But you're an unbelievable Baal Chesed. So, here it doesn't mention Chesed. So the Gemara, Tosfos answers, V'yishlama demikomakom Abaya Asak Tfei Minei. Yeah, compared to Abaya, he didn't have any Chesed. He was outshined by Abaya so much, it doesn't even mention it here. But of course, in his own right, he was a tremendous Baal Chesed. He didn't hold a candle to Abaya in terms of Chesed. So why are we saying that? Because, really, they should have died much younger. But because they had Torah and Chesed, they were able to push off the decree for many, many years. As a matter of fact, Tana Rabbanan, Mishpacha Achas Hoysa B'Yerushalayim. There was a family in Yerushalayim. So you meet Masya Masin B'nei Yud Ches Shana. Everybody in that family died when they were 18. Such a terrible tragedy in that family. So Bova Adir was Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. They went to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai to ask them, what's going on with this family? What's going on here? Regular kids, young kids dying at 18? Amalehem, Shema Mishpachas Eli Atem. Maybe they're from the house of Eli. The Ksiv Beit, it says, V'chal mi marbis beischa yamusu anashim. It's a big klala. They're going to pass away. L'chu v'asku v'torah v'chayu. So you know what they should do? They should learn Torah. Torah will protect them. Halchu v'asku v'torah. They went to learn Torah. V'chayu, and they lived. V'yikorin oso mishpachas rabban Yochanan al shemo. And I guess everybody in that family, when the baby was born, they called the baby a lot of Yochanans running around in that family because they were so grateful to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Okay? Almost finished. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Inya, Mishmei Derav, Minayin Ligzardin Shel Tzibor She'eno Nechtam. How do you know that the Gzardin of a Tzibor is never Nechtam, is never sealed? Eino Nechtam? What do you mean it's never sealed? Foksiv Nechtam on Chalafonai, it is sealed. No. Ela Afak after Nechtam, Nikra. No, even though it's sealed, it can be undone. It can be ripped up. How do you know that? I'll tell you how you know. Shinemar, it says, Kashem Elokeinu B'chol Koreinu Elov. Right, it says, Shinemar, because it says, Hashem Elokeinu B'chol Koreinu Elov. Anytime you want, you can come close to me. Which means, you come close to me and I'll make it worth your while, says Hashem. Anytime. 1 minute. V'aksiv, but it says, Dirshu Hashem B'himatzo. Go search for Hashem when he can be found. Which implies there are times he can't be found. So it's not all the time. So it's a stira. And by the way, it's not all the time. So how do we resolve that? No, so Hasam B'yachid. This pasuk, Dirshu Hashem B'himatzo, go search Hashem and find him out. That's talking about individual people. Ha, B'tzibur. But a tzibur, anytime. Now, B'yachid Emas, when is this time? When you could search out Hashem and find him. When is that? For a yachid. Amar Rabba Baravua, Elu Asara Yamim, Shebein Rosh Hashanah, Liyom HaKippurim. It's Aseret Yemei Teshuvah. It's a special, whatever that means, Hashem's always around. And Hashem could always be davened to. So what does that exactly mean when there's the 10 days of Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, you can find Hashem better? So there's a certain kind of, this we believe this, there's a certain kind of, those are Yemei Ratzon, certain kind of, it's a different kind of day, different kind of week, different kind of 10 days, where Hashem, so to speak, is closer. Whatever that means in some spirituality, it's a different thing. It's different than today. The middle of Cheshvan. It's different. Then there's a similar idea. What? Vayehi kaseres hayamim v'yigash Hashem as novel. 10 days Hashem struck novel. Yud yamim ayav v'detayu. What's 10 days? So Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav, Keneged, Eser Legimos, Shinasan Novel Avdei David. It's the ten meals that a novel gave to David. Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Ravua, Elo Yud Yomim, Shebein Rosh Hashanah, Liyom HaKippurim. It's the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So in summation, according to everybody, before the Gzar Din, Hashem's thinking about doing something. Before the Gzar Din, right, can be changed with tshuva, with tefillah, with tzedakah, all these things. Whether you're a yachid, whether you're a tzibur, whether it's a vero, it's ben adam l'chavero, or ben adam l'makom. But if it's ben adam l'chavero, you have to go ask your friend for mechila. Now, if it's after the Gzar Din, then it depends. It's a machlokes. If you're a yachid, it's a machlokes. Rav Meir said yes. Rav Blazer seemed to say no. Right? If it's after the Gzar Din, right? A tzibur, not a problem. A tzibur can rip up the gzera even if it's after the Gzar Din. A yachid, it's a machlokes, tanayim. Whether or not a yachid can rip up a gzera, right? And three, during Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, I guess the gzera could go away even for a yachid because it's not considered signed and sealed, right? Okay. Next. Then we said, Barash Hashanah, Kol Boy Olam, Over in Lefanav Kifnei Moron. On Rosh Hashanah, every person, I think it means Kol Boy Olam, even non-Jews. Right, even not everybody goes in front of Hashem, Bnei Moron. What does Bnei Moron mean? What does that mean? So it's a theory of machlokas what it means. My Kivnei Moron, what does that mean? Hacha Targimu Kivnei Amarna. Like sheep. Sheep go single file to the slaughterhouse. That's what it means. Rish Lakish Amar, Kimalos Beis Moron. Like you're walking on some cliff, on some, I don't know what. You're walking on some precipice, and you have to go single file, because you can't walk, there's no room to walk double file, you'll fall over the cliff. So you have to walk single file. And if you're Amar Shmuel, K'chayolos Shal Beis David. Like the soldiers of David's army that walked single file. Okay? What is that? Why do we need three? Why do we need three? What are they arguing about? What are they arguing about? What does Benimoron mean? So, they're not arguing about anything. It's three different kinds of people. You have people who take Rosh Hashanah very seriously. They're very good people, and they take it very seriously. There's alike the soldiers of David HaMelech, all tzaddikim, yet davened and davened and davened. Those are compared to people like David HaMelech, David HaMelech's Talmidim, David HaMelech's army. Very, 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 they know exactly what they're going into Rosh Hashanah. Sometimes you see these guys davening, davening. Then you have people, they know it's Rosh Hashanah, they know it's serious, but they don't daven so hard. They go outside, they come late, they don't treat it with the respect and the awe that it is. They're like walking on a cliff. I'm just putting their life in danger, walking like that. Right? They still know it's Rosh Hashanah. Not the same. Then you have people that have no clue. Like the happy sheep walking to the slaughter, doesn't even know where it's going. The happy sheep, the happy going through life like that, very happy.
Who said this part?
What? This part is said by the Sefer HaMedrash VaHamaisa. I don't know who that is, but he's a bigger person than me. Right? Such a good vart, no? Okay. Listen to this amazing vart. Amar Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, Amar of Yochanan, the kul on this scar beskira achas. And everybody's looked at in one glance. What does that mean? What does that mean? Everybody's looked at in one glance. So I had such an amazing vart. He brings it down over here from the Nefesh, Lenefesh Chaya, and the Emunasa. I don't know who these Mefarshim are. I heard it. I heard this from, I think, from Yisrael Salanter. He said like this. He says, so you judge on Rosh Hashanah, right? And your merits and your good deeds and your bad deeds, and Hashem has all the cheshbonos in the world for you. And the next guy, same story. And the next guy, same story. But every single person in the world has interactions with other people. So Hashem has to, after he judges you, then he looks at it globally. If I give this guy this, it's going to affect his wife. If I can do that. It's going to affect his friends. It's going to affect everybody. So after everyone's b'nei maron, single file, then Hashem looks at it, skira achas, a whole glance. I got to make sure it all fits. Right? Such an unbelievable vart. No? Such an unbelievable vart. Skira achas, one glance, Hashem looks at everybody to make sure that everything's fair. Such a good vart. We also learned the same idea. Hayotzer, what does this mean? Hayotzer yachad libam. Hashem created one heart. Hameven es kol ma'aseyem. He understands all their ma'asim. What, Hashem created one heart? Ma'ikah, what does that mean? Ilei mahachi kamar. This is what it means. Debaranu lekuli alma miyached lebainu kadadi. That everybody thinks the same? Everybody has one heart? Doesn't mean that. It's not even true. Not true at all. Ela lav hachi kamar. Here's what it means. Hayotzer roe yachad libam. What that means is Hashem looks at the whole world with one heartbeat. In other words, skira achas, in one glance. That's what it means. Hashem looks at everybody, all the judgments, it's in one glance. Everybody affects everybody else. So it all has to fit. Umeven al kol ma'aseyim. And Hashem understands everyone's actions. Okay? That really ends the Agarata. That really ends the Agarata. That ends this also. And now we start the next Mishnah, which is really a whole new world now. Now we're going to start talking about the discussion of Kiddush HaChodesh. Okay? What's interesting is, the Mishnah, starts in the middle of a story. The Mishnah says, new volume. The Mishnah starts in the middle of a story. And what does the Mishnah say? Al Shisha Chadashim HaShluchim Yotzim. They would send out messengers on 6 months to let them know when Rosh Chodesh was. Because the Rosh Chodesh takes, the being Mekadesh, the Chodesh takes place in Jerusalem. Now I live in Tel Aviv, how am I supposed to know? So they would send messengers, right? The Mishnah doesn't say yet, well, one second, how did Kiddush HaChodesh happen? We're going backwards.
That's going to come later, later in the next week, how it happened that Adam came, they were questioned, they declared the new month. I don't know why the Mishnah isn't backwards. Mishnah, oh, by the way, we send out 6 times a year, we send out, it's going to be the 6 months, I'll have you on the Tov a minute. We send out Shluchim. This doesn't belong here. First, tell me that Adam came, the Omekah Shechodesh, we declared it, there was a whole procession, can they go on Shabbos? What if they show up on Shabbos? All that's coming up. It's like backwards, out of order. I don't know why. So, Shisha Chadash and Shluchim Yotzim. The Shluchim would go out 6 times a year. Al Nisan, Mibnei Pesach. On Nisan, for Pesach. Al Av, on Tisha B'Av, Mibnei HaTainis. On Av, because of Tisha B'Av. Which leads to the following issue. When is this Mishnah talking about? Is it talking about during the times of the second Beis HaMikdash? Is it talking about Bizman HaZeh, when they wrote it, after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, but they were still having Kiddush HaChodesh? As we're going to see in the next week, they still declared the new month Kiddush HaChodesh till the days of Abaye and Rava, which is in the 300s of the Common Era. 300 years, 250 years after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, they were still being Kiddush HaChodesh by Re'iyah. So when is this Mishnah actually written? Says Rashi, it's written during the Beis HaMikdash, during the second Beis HaMikdash. It's written after the Beis HaMikdash, because during the second Beis HaMikdash, they didn't fast on Tisha B'Av. Think about this question. Was there Tisha B'Av during the second Beis HaMikdash? Was there a touch of tainus? Nobody knows. Says Rashi, absolutely not. It was a yontif. Says the Rambam, it was a tainus. Interesting machlokas, right? Rashi's going to say on Amud Beis that it can't be during the second Beis HaMikdash because there was no tainus. Why are you sending out shluchim? Who cares about no Tisha B'Av? No such thing. And the Rambam argues, and the Rambam says in the Birshah Mishnayos that this would even be during the second Beis HaMikdash, they still fasted every Tisha B'Av. Now, does anyone know historically what happened? I don't think anyone knows. It's about Chokas Rishon and Rashi and the Rambam. I don't know if anyone knows anything else about this issue. Have you heard anything about this issue? Interesting historical question. I'm sure there's a hashkafic behind it, right? How do you treat Tisha B'Av when there's a Yontif, when there's a Beis HaMikdash over here? So do I still commemorate the day that the first one was destroyed? Or not? Right? Interesting question.
What?
The eagle. We don't fast to the eagle.
We don't fast, but
what do we do? Nothing.
The problem is you do that unless you put it together. And when you put it together, it was guaranteed that it was working at this time.
No, but many times...
It's irrelevant one way or another.
No, because the next mission is going to be that in the previous, they would light the torches. That was clearly a different time, different stage of history. Then the Kusim came, and they would make the fake torches. So people, oh, it's Rosh Chodesh, it wasn't a lie. So they stopped doing that. They would send out Shluchim, who I guess had the stamp of a Beis Din, so that could never happen. The Kusim couldn't send out their own. So the historical things going on here also, so no one knows when this Mishnah is about. Is it about Bizman HaMikdash, or Bizman HaZeh? Right? Bizman them. Right? When Kumar HaNasi's time, exactly. Till Abaye and Rava, they did it like this. So they would send out messengers 6 times a year. Right? Next one is Al Elul Mibnei Rosh Hashanah. They would send out on Elul for Rosh Hashanah. That's a funny thing. It's a month later. So Rashi says, yeah, Modiyim Masai Hiskel Elul. They would want everyone to know when Elul was, Rosh Chodesh Elul was. Why? Because V'osim Rosh Hashanah Biyom Shloshim Elul Begola. They would make Rosh Hashanah the 30th day. Why? Because the Rosh Hashanah ain't Elul Mu'ubar. 99% of the time, Elul was not Mu'ubar. Elul was only 29 days. A Jewish month can only be either 29 or 30. It can't be 31. That's an American thing. A secular thing. In the Hebrew, in Jewish law, it can only be 29 days or 30. Elul, 99.9% of the time, was 29 days. So they would let people know, already in Elul, by the way, Rosh Chodesh was on Tuesday. So 30 days later, it's going to be Rosh Hashanah.
99% of the time it happened like that. Daf al pisha safek hu bi adam shem yavru bezdin, even though it was a safek, ef shalahem l'das, because they're not going to know. How are they going to know? V'al karachon hol chamacha rov shanim, by force they would have to go after the majority. V'im lo yadu matzah hitzchel elol l'yadiyom shloshim shalo. They wouldn't even know the 30th day. They wouldn't even know that. So that's why they would go out on elol. Fine. Next.
Well,
what?
Why did they do this?
They did it. So they
was a rove?
No. Two reasons. Number one, rove.
There's no such thing as rove when you can know the answer.
Correct. You cannot know the answer. If they wouldn't have go out for elol, you wouldn't even know which days we're playing with for Rosh Hashanah. Wouldn't even know that. At least I know which days I'm playing with. It's going to be either the 30th day. Once in a yovel, it'll be the 31st day. I know which 2 days. If I wouldn't tell me on Rosh Chodesh Elul, I wouldn't even know that. That's how they went out in Elul. Right? Makes sense? That makes sense. At least you know which day you're playing with. Now, 99% of the time, it's going to be that day, the 30th day. Once, do I have 1,500 years to happen, maybe that it was, we're going to have on I think Shabbos' daf, two stories of Rava and Rav Nachman where Elul was Mu'ubar. It was an extra day of Elul. The one of the first day. It was the same year. Because it was too rare that it happened twice. Rava did it, and then Rav Nachman did it. They told Rav Nachman, you have to fast Yom Kippur twice, because he made a mistake.
Yeah,
and Rav Nachman said, how do you... Instead of some Mepharshim say, well, we'll do it on Shabbos, it was the same year. Because it was impossible that they make two times within the lifespan of Rava and Rav Nachman, who were contemporaries. Can't be.
Yeah, we learned that the fact that it's Yom HaYuch because it killed Kula Bashir.
Right.
It was the only time in history that it happened.
So it's not true, it happened by Rava.
No, then the killed Kula Bashir because of the...
That might have been the only time when the Beis HaMikdash... That might have been the only time when the Beis HaMikdash was standing that it happened. Yeah. It's very rare. It's very rare, right? It happens once every few hundred years. It happens once in a blue moon. So for that reason, they're going to have 2 days. It's a very, very, very far-fetched. Okay, fine. Now, listen to this one. Al Tishrei, on Tishrei they would go out, Metakonas HaMoados. Everyone should fix the Yom Tovim as far as they could get before they can't leave Rosh Hashanah. They can't travel Rosh Hashanah. They can't travel on Shabbos. They can't travel on Yom Kippur. There's a lot of days they can't travel. As far as they could go, as far as they can go, that's what we'll do.
I mean, they can't travel on Shabbos. They did travel on Shabbos.
What? No, we're going to see that you have less days you could travel. No, I misspoke. What if Rosh Chodesh was Shabbos? And they can't travel. We'll see. There's going to be a difference between Tishrei and Nisan. Because on Nisan, you have more days to go. Because you don't have the Yom Tovim days to stop you. Right? You can go further on Nisan than you can on Tishrei. We're going to have on Shabbos, they made it Gzeira. You have to hold both days, 2 days for both. So, well, on Pesach, I really can hold 1 day. I live in a place where on Tishrei, on Nisan, they're going to get to me in time. On Tishrei, they're not going to get to me in time. So Tishrei, I'll hold 2 days of Sukkot. But on Pesach, I'll hold only 1 day of Pesach. You can't do that. You can't do that. You can't play that game. Right? It's Gzeira, because then you won't hold 2 days of Sukkot either. Right? So you can't do that. Even though there are such people like that, because on Nisan, they're able to go further because they have more days to travel. But even if you take away Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you have 2 extra days. Forget the Shabboses. Okay. Ala Kislev, B'nei Chanukah. One of the rare times that the word Chanukah appears in a Mishnayos. It's in passing. There's no halachas about Chanukah, it's just in passing. But on Kislev, they'll go to the people who know what Chanukah is. Al Adar, Mei Purim. Adar, for Purim. Ukeshaya Beis HaMikdash Kayim. I mean, how do you read this Mishnah any other way? And when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, Yotzin Afal Al Ir Bnei Pesach Katan. They would go out an Ir for Pesach Sheni. How does the Rambam read this Mishnah? How does the Rambam read the Mishnah? It says black and white. And when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, they would also, that's a historical fact. Why did Rabbi Yossi throw that in? It's nice to know. Maybe it'll have a lot of ramifications for, you know, I don't know why. But Rabbi Yossi is a great man and he put it in here. How does the Rambam learn this Mishnah? How can he say that during the second Beis HaMikdash there was a fast day? How could that be? It wasn't during the second Beis HaMikdash. And when the second Beis HaMikdash was standing, they went out for Pesach Sheni too. The Mishnah calls it Pesach Katan. So how could the Rambam...
That means they did fast on Tishah.
No.
Yes.
That's what it sounds like.
That yes. They did fast.
Yeah. Yes, they did. Because then they went on
Rashi.
Yes.
So this is talking about afterwards.
The only one that they had only...
is Rambam. Good point.
Yeah.
Good point. Okay, fair enough. So I think we're going to try to get an answer soon. So now, the Gemara asks, 1 second, there's more, you left out some Yom Tovim. V'lifkei nami atamuz v'teves. What about Tammuz for the fast, and Teves for the fast. What about those? Right? And the Sifrei Chacham says, well, Tzom Gedalia, we're not sending anybody, because it's the day after Rosh Hashanah. And for Tainus Esther, we're not sending anybody, because we're sending for Purim anyway. So it's the same thing. However we can get, however far we can get, people will fast as Tainus Esther, good. If not, what can I tell you? They'll fast, I don't know. So what about those two? Why don't we send that for those 2 months? For Tammuz and for Teves. Why not? There's no other Yom Tov that we left out, just fast days. So the Gemara answers, Damar of Huna bar Bizna, Amar of Shema Chasida, Mai Dechsiv, it says like this, it says in the Torah, it says in Navi, Kol Mar Hashem Tzavakos, Tzom HaRavi, Tzom HaChamishi, Tzom HaShvi, V'Tzom HaSiri, these four fast days, Yiyu L'Beis Yehuda, L'Sasna L'Simcha, one day they're going to be a happy days. They're going to be happy days. Kari Leit Tzom, V'Kari Leit Sasna V'Simcha, so then what do you mean, is it a Tzom or a happy day? Which one is it? So Bizman Shiyei Shalom, one is peace going around, it's a happy day. When the Goyim don't bother us, it's a happy day. Ein Shalom, if there's no happiness, no peace, not so easy, Tom, then it's a fast day. So then why don't we go out? Why don't we go out to let people know when these fasts are going to fall? Why not? It's part of the question. Amar of Papa Hachi Kamar. No, you read it wrong. Bizman Shiyei Shalom, when there's peace, Yiyeh Sason Ulasimcha. Right? It's a Sason and a Simcha. Yesh Gzeret Hamalchus, if there's decrees, not a good time to be a Jewish, the Goyim are very, very harsh. Tom, fast day comes along, you fast. In Gzeret Hamalchus, if there are no Gzeros, there's no Nuremberg laws today, you don't make laws like that today. Not so blatant anyway, they're more hidden, they're more subtle, right? The Ein Shalom, but there's no peace. Not such, they don't make laws like that, but it's not comfortable. So, Ratzu Mizanin, Ratzu Ein Mizanin. Then it's up to you if you want to fast or not. And all the Mefarshim say that Bizman Hazeh, it's not up to you, because the Chacham already made a takana that you have to fast in these fast days. But this was the original story. So, Ihachi Tisha B'Av Nami, then what about Tisha B'Av? Why can't I fast on Tisha B'Av also? Amar of Papa, no, Shiny Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is different. Ho'il, V'huchvelu, Bo, Tzaros. Because the Tzaros were repeated. Both Beis HaMikdashes were destroyed on Tisha B'Av, and therefore, Damar Mar, B'Tisha B'Av, Charav Bayis Rishona, Ushnia, V'nukal Abetar, V'nechvasha Ir. Okay? Tosfos asked, 1 second. On Shiva Sabbatamas, also so many things happened. Five things happened on Shiva Sabbatamas. The Eagle happened. They breached the walls. Tosfos says, yeah, but not the same thing happened twice. Same thing happening twice is worse. On Tisha B'Av, both temples were destroyed. That's different. And that's why Tisha B'Av is not an option. Even then, it wasn't an option.
Is your answer back on to the Pesach?
Yeah.
Well, the Pesach was the only one basically that was destroyed. And it was rebuilt. So why would they do it?
Interesting. Okay. Now, Tanya, Amr B'Shimon, Arba Dvarim Hayu Rabbi Akiva Doresh. There are four things Rabbi Akiva darshan. The Ein Ani Doresh Kamoso. And I don't darshan it like him. What are the four things? So, the other three things are other psukim. We're not going to discuss them. The fourth one is this. Rabbi Akiva says, Tzom HaRavi Tes B'Tamuz. The fourth fast. It means the fourth month, which is Nisan Iyar Sivan Tammuz. It's Tammuz. Rabbi Akiva says they fast on the ninth day of Tammuz. Shema Hukva Iyar, that's when the city was surrounded. Shinemar, Batishi Vachodesh, Vayizak HaRav, Beir, Vohay Alechem, La'am Ha'aretz, Vativaka Ha'ir. And the city got surrounded. It says Tosfos, 1 minute. Hainu B'Rishona, that's by the first Beis HaMikdash. Avol B'Shnia, Hukva, when? B'Yud Zayin. U'mishum Ha'achi, Avdinan B'Yud Zayin Tainas. And that's how we make a Tainas on the 17th. V'ach B'Raitz, the Masnisan B'Yerushalmi, for Garthina Ba B'Yud Zayin B'Tamas. There's another brisa that says, even the first Beis HaMikdash was also Yud Zayin B'Tamuz. I had a pasuk says the ninth. Right? So Tosfos says, V'afagav t'ksiv b'kra. B'tisha b'chodesh, says the ninth. Nah. Kilkul ha'cheshbonos hayu sham. They didn't know what they were writing. They were so downtrodden. They were so in turmoil. They didn't even know what date it was.
Oh, today's the 9th of Tammuz. Let's write that down. This is the day the Babylonians came and encircled the city. They didn't even know what they were talking about. Upalag Hashastidon. That's not what our Gemara says. That's what Yerushalmi says. For Ratzalomar, the Mitoch Tardusam, because they were so in turmoil, Tov B'cheshbonim, they made a mistake. Says tells us, V'lo Ratzal HaPasuk L'shanos. The Pasuk didn't want to change it. Don't put the right date. Let everyone know for history how in turmoil you guys were. You didn't even know what day it was. This is what you thought? You thought it was the 9th? You were off by a week? Leave it. Leave it. I want everyone to know that it was really the 17th. Leave it. I want anyone to see how bad it was. Interesting. Very interesting. Tosos. Now, for my Karla, Ravi Dr. Gemara, why is it called Ravi? Because Ravi Lechadashim was the 4th month. Toma Chamishi. What's Toma Chamishi? It's a Tishabav. Shabo Sar Pesal Kenu. Vamai Karla Chamishi. Because Chamishi Lechadashim was the 5th of the month. Toma Shvi. 7th month. Ze Gimel B'Tishrei, the 3rd of Tishrei, Shboner Gedaliah ben Achikam. That's the day that Gedaliah ben Achikam was assassinated. Omi Hargo, who killed him? Yishmael ben Netanya Hargo. He killed him. Why do we need to know who killed him? Why is that stuck in here? And who killed him? Yishmael ben Netanya killed him. Why do we need to know that? Who cares? So we'll see in a minute why. This is exactly why. Lamdecha shekula b'misasen shal tzadikim kispefes beis elokeinu. That when a person gets murdered, not when a tzaddik dies every day of the year. Some tzaddik dies someplace, right? But no, he was murdered. When there's a murder of a tzaddik, it's equivalent to the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed. And that's how we fast on Tzav Gedaliah. We don't fast when any tzaddik dies, we don't fast. Right? Well, we should fast every day of the year. Another tzaddik died.
It was also the direct.
It was like the mak of a patish.
Exactly.
Right. But my car is Shvi. Why is it called 7th? Shvi lechadashim. It's in Tishrei, the 7th month. Tom Hasiris Asar B'Tavis. Shivot Samach Melech Bavel Al Yerushalayim. Asar B'Tavis is when the Babylonians circled Yerushalayim for the first time. Shnemer v'hi Dvar Hashem Elai B'Shan HaTishis. B'Chodesh Hasiri B'Etzel L'Chodesh. Lemer Ben Adam. Tzalch L'Chodesh Hashem Hayom Hazeh. Hayom is Etzem Hayom Hazeh. Samach Melech Bavel Al Yerushalayim. For my car is Asiri. Why is it called Asiri? Asiri lechadashim. It's the 10th month. V'lo Hayar Royal Zelicht of Rishon. V'lo Maglitz of Kan. It's out of order. The answer is Kedila Hazir Chadashim Ketiknon. No, they were in the order of the months. Tammuz, then Av, then Tishrei, then Tevis. Ani, Eni, Omerkin. I don't hold like that. I hold El Tzom Asiri, Zechamisha, B'Tevis. Shabo Bas, Shema, Shemua, Lugolon, Shehukso, Ir. The first one was at Chamisha, B'Tevis. Shneva, Yiba, Shtei, Asri, Shana, Basir, Basir, Bechamisha, Lachodesh, on the 5th day of Tevis, Lugolu, Senu, Bo, Eli, Hapal, Bishalayim, Lemar, Hukso, Ir, Vyasul, Yom, Shemua, Kyom, Service, Nirin, Dvarv, Shani, Omar, Rishon, Val, Achron, Achron, Vilma, Rishon, Achron, Val, Achron, Rishon. I go in order of chronology. So my first fast is in the first Beis HaMikdash. I'm going in order of chronology. The Elahu Mona said the Chadashim, Vani Mona said the Pronios. He, Rabbi Kiva, went in the order of the months. Fourth month was Tammuz. Fifth month was Tammuz. I held the other way around. I held it goes by chronology, and I have other psukim. So they dispute about that. Itmar. Rabbi Chanina, Amri, Butler, Megillus Tainus. Megillus Tainus was a Megillah on days you're not allowed to fast because Marni Yom Tovim happened. So why is it called Megillus Yontif? Why is it called Megillus Tainus? What kind of funny thing is that to call it? So the, not an ethic, but the Sisicham says, yeah, but at the end of Megillus Tainus are all the days you do fast. So that's why they called it Megillus Tainus. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Omar, Lo Butler, Megillus Tainus. So does Megillus Tainus apply today? Can I fast on a day when they said not to fast? Can I make a hespid on the day that said not to make a hespid? Rav, Rabbi Chanina Amri, Batla Megillus Tainus. Hachi Kamar. Bizman Shei Shalom, Yul Sasson LaSimcha. Ein Shalom Tzom. When it was good, you don't have to fast. When it was bad, you have to fast. V'hanach Nami, Kihani. So are these days, they're just like those days. Just like those days that they were Batla, and therefore it's Batla here too. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Amri, no, lo Batla Megillus Tainus. They're not Batla. Hani hu del Talina Rachmana, the Bini Beis HaMikdash. Those other fast days were totally in the Beis HaMikdash. Avohana, Kidkaimi Kaimi, these are still here. So one second. Masrif Kahana, listen to this story. Maisav Gazu Tainus Bechanakah. They made a Tainus on Chanakah. Belud, in Lud. The yard Rabbi Elazar Verachas. We also went to the bathhouse. I'm not holding for this Tainus. The Rabbi Yeshua Siper, Yeshua went to take a haircut on this Tainus. So I'm not holding for this Tainus. Rabbi Lahem, Tzuvi Hisnu, Amash Hisnu, it's not them. You have to make a Tainus because you made a Tainus. You should fast because you made a wrong fast. You don't want to make a fast day on Hanukkah. So what do you see? Megillah's Tanis is not batal. Rabbi Yosef, shiny Chanukah, it's no, Chanukah is different. They can mitzvah. There's a mitzvah. What mitzvah? There is Chanukah. So Amalei, Sabaya, but Yibatal Iyu, but Yibatal Mitzvah. So get rid of the mitzvah too. Why do we have a mitzvah Chanukah? We're getting rid of Megillah's Tanis. El, Rabbi Yosef, shiny Chanukah, the Mefursam Nisa. No, it's already a Pirsum of a Nisa. It's a Pirsum. Says Rashi, Kvarhoi Golo Chol Yisrael, Ayde Shinogobo Mitzvos. Every Jew doesn't like Chanukah candles. Even the non-religious do that. They treat it like it's a min din d'oraisa, full of and levatel. We couldn't get rid of it. Can't get rid of that. Can't get rid of that. Okay? Fine, you know what? Maybe we'll stop here. It's a little... We'll stop here by Masiv. It's a few lines up from the bottom, but there's no other really place to stop. So we'll stop here by Masiv, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.